What are some of the things that you identified that perhaps need some disruption in our society or in our church? iPhones, yes, okay. I was Bishop Philip Poole, as you know, had a heart attack in early September, and I'd heard about it on Friday, and on Saturday I got a phone call from him. He was in Halifax, and I answered the phone, and I said, "Hello, Philip," and he said, "I just wanted to let you know that I'm fine," and we had this conversation for 5 minutes or so, and he said, "And that's why I called you on FaceTime." Oh. He said, "I thought your ear canal looked really quite good." So much for technology. Yes, technology is both a benefit and a curse. Other things that you talked about that need some disruption or there's dissonance. Yes. Major issue. Did you hear that? Income disparities and the polarization that comes with that.
We talked about that as well, but also social isolation.
Social isolation, yes. Splendid isolation. I remember, it was in the Bonfires of Vanity, the book Bonfires of Vanity, and who wrote that? Tom Wolfe, and he talked about people living in these high rises, and all of these people, a village living in a high rise, with everybody sitting in their own living room watching acts of intimacy on television by themselves. Isn't that a powerful image? Yes. More for evangelizing. Okay. Anyone else want to? Yes.
Thank you. I am very grateful to share today too. There's a few of the things that were mentioned, we also mentioned here, and also colonialism and the competition between groups of people and how we are living in a world of God's abundance, but we're breaking the law every day by allowing the systemic oppression and lack and have-nots continue. And how if we are to do anything about it, tonight, prayer for people today included the word apathy and breaking through apathy so that even though there are many people who don't have the skills to prepare legislation or pass it or improve the judicial system, if there's a non-apathetic crowd cheering them on, it can really drive change.
Thank you.